Prologue. The killer avoided the main street of Red Cedar, even though it was the dead of night and the streets were empty. They couldn't take the chance of an insomniac spotting them from the window of a darkened home, or their car's license plate number being picked up by even a single surveillance camera. They drove along, glancing occasionally towards the back seat, where their macabre load was laying on the seat cushion, wrapped in a white sheet. Had they done the right thing? Had they? It had been carefully and meticulously planned, down to the very last detail. They were certain they were going to get away with it. They'd watched countless episodes on television of CSI and true crimes, learning the tricks of the trade. They knew how not to leave DNA behind. They knew how to be careful about fibers and hairs. They knew they'd have to clean their vehicle inside and out, and to do it themselves in a spot where nobody would see them doing it. Being seen cleaning it publicly the day after the body was found would only arouse suspicion. It would be circumstantial evidence, but if it was part of a wider picture, it could be enough to set the investigation wheels in motion. They knew how to stage the scene. In short, they knew how to get away with murder. They drove toward the back entrance of Red Cedar Park, which no one used anymore. The entrance had a chain stretched across it, so they stopped their vehicle, left it running, got out, and used gloved hands to unhook the chain. Then they carefully placed the chain on the other side of the entrance. They knew that they might have mud on the tires from where the crime had happened. Then that mud could get on the chain, and then investigators could link it all back. That was how prepared they were. That was how meticulous they were. They got back in their vehicle and drove to the far back area of the park. The abandoned parking lot was empty. They'd worried that there might be a young couple in a car indulging in a romantic evening, but thankfully there wasn't. They drove right up to the edge where the parking lot met the trees. After first pulling a backpack on, they dragged the body out of the vehicle and into the forested area. Wearing surgical gloves, they pulled on the edge of the street. After a few tugs, the body of the young woman rolled out, her blonde hair fanning out everywhere. They'd already removed her clothing. It was in their backpack. Now they bundled up the sheet and stuffed it into their backpack with the rest of her clothes. Their plan was to shred them into tiny pieces and burn them to a cinder. The backpack and their own clothes they'd wash in hot water repeatedly until there was no trace of evidence left on them, not a fraction of hair, not even a tiny trace of DNA. There was no blood. They'd made sure to use a clean method of strangulation. From all their crime show watching, they knew there were only two issues that could arise from this. If she'd scratched them in her resistance, and they found their DNA under her fingernails, or scratch marks on their person. But they'd taken care of that, because they'd tied her up beforehand. They were absolutely certain all of this would work. They'd studied harder for this than they'd studied for anything in their life. They were sure they could write a dissertation on how to avoid leaving evidence at the crime scene, or perhaps they could even become a criminal investigator. The final piece of the plan was the part that made them feel like a genius. They removed a Ziploc bag from their pocket and carefully opened it with their gloved fingertips. They took out the piece of paper which read, "I will strike again," and stuffed it in the mouth of the dead woman. They'd actually had no plans to, although now that this was done, they'd gotten a rush of how clever they'd been. Maybe they would kill again for real. Who knew? They took one last lingering look at the body, finally feeling like everything might be all right in life after all. The sense of relief was enormous. They said goodbye to the lifeless young woman lying on the ground in front of them.